Inside the Disney Vault. This is the podcast where we're watching every Disney animated movie in chronological order and talking about it. I'm Rachel.
I'm Oscar.
I'm Claire.
Yeah, and today in the vault, we found host of Box Angeles, Mike Box Elder.
What's up?
Hey! Hi, Mike.
Super chill in this section of the vault, Mike.
Yeah. I've been down here a while.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I got lost.
Yeah, neons and neons.
Hey, thanks for finding me.
Oh, yeah. Dear. Well, this is a rough part of the vault to be in alone.
This is not a... It's a very dry part of the vault,
I feel like. Yes, for sure. Oh, man. I am finding all these, like... eggshells everywhere.
Oh. Yeah.
What are you guys finding in the vault?
I see a rock.
Cool.
Rachel?
I see grass.
Mike?
I see a lot of hopelessness.
Oh! Wow! Winner!
But I've been down here a lot longer than you.
Yeah. You've been looking at it longer.
Well, obviously, we are talking about dinosaur. Bare necessities on dinosaur. Let's hit it off. We got dinosaur from the year 2000.
Boom, boom.
So anyway, this is the 39th animated film, and it's based off of a short film by Phil Tippett called Prehistoric Beast from 1985. And this is the first non-Pixar Disney animated feature to be computer animated instead of traditionally hand-drawn.
First one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're making the transition as we saw Fantasia 2000 last week, and it kind of had a mix of traditional and the computer. However, this one, we had some questions because it was a little jarring since it is the characters are animated, but the backgrounds are live action filmed in locations like Tahiti and Hawaii. So a lot of it looked to me like Jurassic Park-esque, but as if it were like just the dinos. Anyway, the budget was $127.5 million.
Jeez.
Yeah. And it made $349.8 million. It was the most expensive film released in 2000, period.
Whoa. There were some expensive movies that were at that year. For example.
Yeah. It was up. Oh, gosh. What was it? No. One of the ones it was up against was Battlefield Earth.
Jeez. It was more expensive than Battlefield Earth.
And then there was another big one, too, that I'm not remembering, but I just thought that was funny. Mike, had you seen this movie before?
I had never seen this movie.
So what's your connection? Then you could just tell us, if any, to Disney in general.
My connection to Disney is I go to Disney World, or I used to go to Disney World every year for a while.
Wow.
So I love Disney World. I thought about this recently, though. I haven't watched a lot of kids' movies.
Oh.
And before I came here, I was like really hoping it'd be one I had vaguely known, and it definitely was not.
I always said dinosaur, you were like, huh?
I always say my pop culture knowledge pre-2000 is non-existent, so this is right on the cusp of me knowing absolutely nothing.
We're filling a gap in for you.
Yeah, this was interesting to me, but I do love Disney. I haven't seen a lot of the Disney movies.
What would be your like favorite Disney movie
that
you've animated
seen? Yeah.
Probably The Lion King.
Lion King.
Oh, wait, so good.
I'm curious, what
flawless.
What's your non-animated favorite Disney movie?
Hook? Is Hook Disney?
Well, you did say it. It's cause, I think it's because you said it in a way where you were like, I got the answers. I got categories. Yeah.
That definitely was not the case. I don't know. It's hard for me to distinguish between studios. Is that something a lot of people know?
No. Especially like during this period, a lot of people assume that a lot of animated movies, like every animated movie is a Disney movie, when in fact it's not.
Yeah, especially like in this era, like now there are so many different studios. And I mean this era as in like 2000 even.
Yeah.
There were tons.
But I think you bring up an interesting point, that idea of like Peter Pan property is Disney associated, but before Disney touched it, it was a J. M. Barrie book, you know? So like, it's just so funny. It's like, oh, wait, no, Hook has to be a Disney movie because Peter Pan is a Disney movie.
Hook is so great, though. Shout out to Hook.
Shout out to Hook.
Bangarang.
banger.
That was a thing I was worried about too before knowing what movie I was going to get. Is I feel like Disney takes old stories all the time, and I know I listened to you guys' Hercules episode recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm.
And I know nothing about like Roman mythology and all the like stories they've adapted. Oh, so I'm glad yeah. I got an original, yeah. or, even though it was adapted from a short film, it was like a modern original as opposed
exactly.
to something adapted because I would have had nothing.
Well, in a way, dinosaurs are sort of
movie.
Yeah, in a way, dinosaurs are adapted.
Yeah,
they're taking the dinosaur properties.
Yes, yeah. there are a lot of stories amongst the history of dinosaurs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
recorded.
In the film, they had to adapt to their surroundings.
Oh, yes. Oh,
uh-huh. So true.
Yeah.
So have you guys seen Dinosaur?
I have.
You have?
Yeah.
Thoughts on it the first time watching?
I was 10. I don't remember it at all. All I remember is that there was a ride at Animal Kingdom called Countdown to Extinction, and it was my favorite ride. Mm-hmm. And they changed the name to just Dinosaur for this movie.
Oh, no.
And I was so upset.
What is the ride mm-hmm. like?
The ride is basically Indiana Jones, but it's dinosaurs.
Oh.
So the story is that you have to go back in time to get a dinosaur, but the best time to get a dinosaur is right before the meteor shower, like the big...
Wait, what? Why?
Yeah, I have no idea. There's like an explanation. It's like one of those things where it's like it's a lame justification, but you're like, okay, I'll follow along. So the only time you can go back is then. And so you're getting this specific dinosaur, the dinosaur from the movie.
Uh-huh.
And but
Aladar?
Yeah, but there's that big. Big dinosaur with the horns.
Carnitas.
Yeah,
the dinosaur that will now be known as Carnitas.
Yeah, the Carnitas are attacking. You can't. Yeah. So it's basically that big drop at the end from Indiana Jones with the ball.
Oh, yeah.
Is actually a dinosaur head coming out.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh.
So and it's then like a when the part when you I think it's the part when you go around and there's the big snake or whatever. That's a dinosaur comes out and takes your picture. So they get pictures over there.
Is it like they did an overlay?
Huh?
Is it like they did an overlay on the other ride?
No.
Like they added the dinos in?
No, they literally just changed the name of it.
So it's the same ride.
Oh, it was always the
exact same. It's the exact same ride. Countdown to Extinction. And they just changed the name to Dinosaur. So it would match this movie.
Interesting. So there is there is something representing this movie in the
parks.
This movie
is in the parks. Yeah.
Wow.
Unlike, I don't know, Rescuers Down Under does not.
Or literally
The Lion King.
Lion King has a show.
Oh, yeah.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Wait, in the park?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which one?
Animal Kingdom?
Oh, I've never been there.
You gotta check out Disney World. It's fantastic.
I know. Yeah. I've never.
You gotta go?
I hear it's pretty cool. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if I like it.
Claire, have you seen Dinosaur?
Oh,
before?
No. I had not seen it. Had you?
No, not at all. I'm a big dinosaur freak.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And I remember watching this movie. Freak. I'm a freak for dinosaurs. Yeah.
You just get real freaky and crazy when you start talking about dinosaurs.
Everyone says the dinosaur word. The D word.
The dinosaur.
I freak out.
Oscar just grew horns.
I'm a dinosaur freak. Me dinosaur freak from now on, please.
Oh my god.
Don't call me the dinosaur word.
Dinosaurs. Anyway, well, that's the end of the episode. Bye.
In short, no, you have not seen it.
I saw the trailer and I was like, cool.
Yeah.
And then I just
So even a big dinosaur freak couldn't be drawn to the theater.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh.
It looked too like we'll go into it.
Yeah.
But the trailer didn't look appealing in any way, so I was not keen to it. But no, I haven't seen it. This is my first time watching Dinosaur.
Yeah, I kind of remember when they would advertise it, and I was just like, oh, okay, that's a thing. Like, it was on, there was a ton of marketing for it, but I just didn't feel like I needed to see it, I guess. Yeah. I don't remember. I don't know. I don't know what was up in 2000. So anyway, you guys want to jump into this movie?
Let's do it. Let's
do it. See what Oscar's talking about with getting into it.
I'm curious to know, like, what if there is if there is anybody listening to this podcast right now that is a freaking dinosaur stan, that is a hardcore, like,
oh, yeah,
dinosaur, like, is a my dinosaur favorite, freak,
but as in the movie, the dinosaur. The movie, yeah,
not like, not like me! like a real dinosaur, the movie freak. Uh-huh. Please let us know. I just want to have a conversation with you. Let's have an open dialogue,
yes,
about it.
Yes, I'm, we got some curious, great feedback about our Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yeah,
yeah, totally. Yeah. We opened up a dialogue because we had a hard time with that movie. We yeah, did. We just did. Wanted an open, honest understanding, yeah, of.
So anybody listening, okay, just let's have a chat. Let's have a chat with this movie. But let's just go,
let's
right
dive in.
Dive in.
Can we start with the name?
Yeah.
Why did they name it that?
Dinosaur? Like, I don't
that
know.
That is such a bad name on yeah, so many levels.
Yeah.
If you search dinosaur, the first thing that comes up cannot yeah, be this film.
No, it's not.
It's not you special have to at all. It doesn't do anything.
And
for
it's not
it,
even the first Disney movie that comes up, because the good
yeah,
dinosaur.
Land Before Time, right?
Oh, no, that's not Disney. That's not Disney. No.
Playing the game. Playing game.
No. Was nope, it Mission to Extinction? Is that what the. What was the
no,
ride
Countdown.
Called?
Countdown.
That would have been a better name.
Yeah, yeah. But also, then that doesn't have anything really
no,
to do with
make
the
sense,
movies.
No.
But just any, like, yeah.
It's something.
The name of the movie's awful. You guys have watched all the Disney movies. Did all the animated Disney movies have, like, a overarching, like, each of them has, they're trying to convey some sort of message, right? Like, I want, okay.
Are
I
you saying this one didn't
wait, no,
convey
wait,
a message?
Like, the new Cinderella. I love that. The whole message
of the
was
movie.
Be nice, be kind. That was, like, the whole message of
yeah,
the film.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This had no message.
They
I
all
assume
have,
all
yeah,
the
they're
Disney
all about morals. Yeah. Or there's, like, some underlying theme. Definitely.
This had nothing, right?
It, I don't.
Are you comparing every movie to the live-action Cinderella film?
I'm saying, like, The Lion King had meaning, right?
It yeah,
had, you can be your strongest version of yourself, things
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
What was the...
It was,
maybe we'll get to it.
We'll get
suss
to
it.
I don't want to jump ahead.
No, I don't. No, I think that's a great question.
Dinosaur.
Subject.
Yeah.
And half the characters are monkey or lemurs, right?
Lemurs,
some are
yeah,
lemurs, and I guess one was a monkey, or maybe he just
no, I think them.
No,
they're,
that
all
was a lemur.
They're all lemurs.
That
was just like
yeah,
a redheaded
yo,
lemur.
He just looks different for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which,
yeah,
by the way, that one was voiced by Racetrack from Newsies.
Oh.
Who? Oh, okay. I've
and
never seen the movie.
Well,
I don't
and
know.
Also, by the way, also by the way, lemurs and dinosaurs did not coexist. But
wow,
the mammals that existed at the time were not cute enough.
Yeah,
so they
like
made
rats,
them lemurs instead.
Yeah,
that's
so
weird.
That's where we are, yeah, filmmaking wise. So mm-hmm, it's not like the most detailed, accurate representation
yeah,
that Disney has tried.
Well, they right, don't have dinosaurs like writing Disney a letter and be like, "This isn't
that's
accurate
right,
to
right,
my."
Right.
That's true.
My dinosaur.
We don't sound
you've
like
offended
that.
Us. We will not be attending
yeah,
the premiere.
Yeah.
Of
I'm offended.
Dinosaur.
Yeah. I'm offended.
So anyway, we start with the title dinosaur. Well, kind of. Mm. It starts with the egg.
Yeah.
Wait,
you're
do
in
we
the
ever
egg,
get a title card?
I think yeah, we did.
When mm-hmm, did that happen?
In the egg.
In the egg.
It's like an egg, and we see like
oh
membrane. It's like zooming in and out, and it's
yeah,
like.
It's just my problem with the movie is that everything was brown, so like at times
everything
it just looked like solid color
brown. Browns, tans.
If I like squinted my eyes and looked at the screen, it was just one solid color.
Yeah,
yeah. So
that's most of all the animals looked that same.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, it's like
Lord help you if you wear glasses and you forgot them. Before
yeah,
you went to the
yeah,
theater,
you're screwed. Or if you have some color blindness to brown, like whoa, buddy.
Oh,
yikes.
No.
Sorry.
It's a black
sorry,
and white film.
That's right, the black and white movie. In that case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yes. And then it starts with our first chase.
How does the egg not break that entire time?
It's
I don't
great
know,
question.
Yeah.
I had that
I
same
know,
question.
It's so funny to me, like, right off the bat, I'm like, okay, they're making a very aggressive choice right now, which is to make the dinosaurs look as quote-unquote real as mm-hmm, possible.
Yeah.
Like they're not like Disneyfied at all.
No,
they're not
like color-coded
exactly,
and like fun. Yeah,
they're not wearing like a bow and like wearing clothes.
That
it's
would be
just
so
like,
fun.
That wouldn't that be fun for a Disney movie anyway? I'd be like, sure, of course, yes, do that. But yeah, it was all like weird looking dinosaur, like very real
yeah,
looking dinosaurs.
Were those all real styles of dinosaur?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're all based on
yeah,
real.
Yeah.
So iguanodons are the main ones.
Okay.
Aladar was an iguanodon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And they did originally have a T-Rex as the villain, but I guess at the time Jurassic Park 2 came out and the T-Rex was like seen as in a positive light in that movie, so they changed it to the
Carnitas.
Can we talk about that? Why are all these films biased against the meat eater? Why are the meat eaters always the evil ones?
Yes, this is something that also I agree, because in the middle I'm like, okay, he's just trying to survive. Also, he has the exact same objective as they as the other guys.
Yeah. So you know how like Disney has a trend of like Maleficent getting the villain's point of view? There's going to be a Carnitas movie soon. Where we'll find out.
It's the exact same movie. And then there's like a bigger dinosaur following him.
Yeah, exactly. Aww.
That's
exactly.
What it is.
Exactly.
So from right off the bat, chase happens and the egg kind of like Moses is down the river and like past all those other.
Yeah.
And lands in the jungle.
Oh, yeah. It gets picked up by a pterodactyl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Which this part reminded me a lot of Soren.
Oh yeah, that was fun. The like the angles are kind of like swooped in from above.
Yeah.
Well, also because like they use, like Claire said earlier, like real locations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which tripped me. I mean.
Yeah.
I sort of forgot about it.
Yeah.
Towards the end, yes. But at the very beginning, it is a very jarring experience.
Yeah.
To see these like 3D, but. Also, it was like, wait, but that's every movie.
Yes, it's like every movie as when the effects are done kind of poorly and you can see the seams.
Yeah. Yes.
But this was intentionally done that way. So it was confusing.
It's very strange.
It was odd. So he goes past the pterodactyls and then he lands in the jungle and a bunch of lemurs find the egg and the baby cracks and hatches.
I'm confused by this. They said where the lemurs were that there weren't any other dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why? What was going on? I don't get that.
I guess maybe just...
They were on an island or something?
Yeah. I think they were on an island.
Yeah, I think so.
That's a great question.
It was like Lemur Island.
Isn't there a Lemur Island?
Yeah,
there was a Disney Nature movie about it, right?
Yeah.
Right?
I think so.
Yeah, it had the trailer had the, I'm on top of the world. Remember?
I'm sorry, what?
Remember? That song?
I'm on top of the world.
I think you're thinking of Madagascar.
I'm on top of the world.
Which is not a Disney movie, Mike.
This would be a common thing. I don't know what a Disney movie is.
No, there was a Disney Nature movie about lemurs, and I swear to God.
Oh, is that the one narrated by Tina Fey?
Did she? What?
If Fey narrated a monkey documentary.
I have no idea.
Were you guys charmed by these lemurs? I feel like Rachel was.
Yeah.
You were like very, aw.
Aww.
I feel like I wasn't attached to any of the characters in this movie. Wow. And I feel bad for saying that.
Wow. Well, it was hard to distinguish between any of them, I feel like.
That is true. They didn't, and yeah, in animation, that's something you need is to be able to distinguish between the characters.
Well, you could tell which one was the...
Zenny?
The quirky one?
Yeah.
Yeah. I only know Zenny because it's the... place where I get all of my glasses from, zennioptical.com. You can get very cheap glasses. zennioptical.com. Shout out to Zenny Optical. Anyone listening, if you want new glasses, that's where you should get them.
Wow.
Zenny Optical.
You know that's real because we are not getting paid for that.
And then the baby one is voiced by Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Shuri.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't recognize any of the voices.
Same. Can you give me a rundown of like the voice acting?
Okay. We got the main dinosaur, whose name is Aladar, is D.B. Sweeney of The Cutting Edge. Juliana Margulies was the voice of Neera.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could tell that one.
You know who she is, right?
Yeah. ER.
Okay.
The good wife.
Samuel E. Wright, also known as Sebastian, was the voice of Kron.
Mm.
Oh, Sebastian the crab from The Little Mermaid?
Yeah.
What?
Alfre Woodard was Pleo.
Uh-huh.
Ossie Davis was Yar.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mixed those two names together. I said, yes, it's Yar and then Zini. Max Casella, Zini.
Yeah. Rachel.
Hayden Panettiere, Suri.
Oh.
Joan Plowright was Baleen, the lady from 101 Dalmatians who plays a nanny.
Yeah. Oh. The live action one.
Della Reese was Ema, the older
Della Reese. Mm-hmm. Della Reese.
And that's kind of where where our main cast ends.
Wow, cool.
So yeah, we got some peeps in there.
Yeah.
They all grow up, right? And then it's like mating day with the monkeys.
Yeah. Oh,
the
lemurs. So forced. Yeah. This whole thing, the pacing felt weird to me.
All of it. The pacing is so strange.
So wonky.
From beginning to end. I was like, I feel like I was like teetering.
Yes.
And then as soon as I felt like I caught my balance, they like pushed another thing on me and I was like, whoa.
Yes. And even like the interesting, it was just like, cut, like insert joke about baby here. Like insert yeah. this. It's like you felt them sort yeah. of just trying to like Forced tick the boxes here. Of what they wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually kind of like the main. It's the most ridiculous scene.
It
but if you watch like a Planet Earth or a Planet Earth 2, I mean, all animals do are mate and eat. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So no, it was fun.
I'm glad that they put that in there.
It was fun.
The majority of animals.
It lives. Also had really pretty music behind it, which was done by James Newton Howard. Shout cool. out to him.
So, okay, tell me.
Let me get that name you cool. just dropped.
Mike, explain this mating ritual to me. What did it entail?
Theirs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they were just dancing and trying to show off, and then the girls got to pick the one they liked. Penguins do that in the Antarctica.
That's how you would describe that?
Yeah, that's what it was.
To me, they were swinging vines back and forth.
Which, honestly...
Dancing.
If I could pick...
You don't consider that dancing?
No, they were swinging.
Vine dancing.
It's like a version of pole dancing.
Vine dancing.
Wait, what?
No.
Vine, to you, monkeys swinging on a vine... You see a monkey swinging on a vine, you're like, ooh, cool dance move. That's what you think?
Do you watch Planet Earth? Have yes. you watched? Yeah. I don't know. I feel like they just want to show off.
Yeah.
It's a feat of strength that they can do that, right? I don't know.
I think it was like a dance. There was music happening. There was yeah. movement.
What did you think it was?
Oscar? I thought it was just monkeys swinging back and forth. And to me, it was like...
Oscar if they, heard no music
if they bumped
and saw
into
no
each
romance.
Other,
Rachel
then
gets
that
it.
Was the couple. They would... Oh. Crawl up to the top of the tree and sit there and watch the sunset. That's and that cool. meant they were mating.
Who were you accidentally bumped yeah, yeah. into?
That's exactly how I saw that.
But honestly, that swinging looked so fun that if I could pick another ride for the park, Imagineering with Rachel.
No music, nothing. There we go.
I would make like a kind of like the what's that one swing ride at
the Symphony Swings?
Yeah, Symphony Swings. It would be like a swing ride, but with vines and monkeys.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, you just have to hold on for yourself.
Yeah.
If you fall,
and then if you bump into someone, you're married.
Ooh. Ooh, if you bump into someone, you get a free date.
Oh, fun. Park. You get Ooh. A free churro to share.
Yeah,
you have to eat it
Lady
in the
Tramp
style. Yeah.
If you bump like into that. Someone.
You could modify the Swift's Family Robinson house.
Oh, yeah.
Just throw some vines on there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and if you really love each other, you can live there.
Yeah.
I like that. See, this is a good ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, it was weird. It was like, it's mating day.
But did you all feel really bad for, what's his
Zenny?
Name? Yeah, Zenny. Mm-hmm. He was the only one that didn't get bumped into.
I mean.
Because he was all like tangled up in the vine.
Oh.
Yeah, but I didn't like how he kind of, at the end, it is 2018 and we are all woke. I didn't like how he put it. He didn't take ownership of not getting a girl.
That's a good
on the
point.
Females and being uh-huh. like, yeah, they're stupid anyway. Stupid
yeah.
girls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah,
a
but
good
that's,
very 2000.
That's just
very
like an 2000. Ego thing at first. Yeah. I feel like he's woke. He's just like a little like, whatever. They don't want me. I'm cool.
I think there is a lack of self-recognition. Even from the beginning, he's
oh,
like,
yeah.
I got a lot of love to give, ladies. And yeah. you're like, what?
That monkey, the monkey love line that he says or whatever was in the trailer. Because the minute he said it, I was like, huh? I remember that.
Oh, yeah. There was something he said when he was riding one of the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
I guess he was always riding a dinosaur.
Yeah.
All of his lines were like really forced one-liners.
Yeah.
All of his lines? I think all of Everybody. All of the lines.
Yeah.
That's another reason why it was so hard to differentiate characters, because all of them were funny. Or all of them had a line. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
All of them had, yeah.
Yeah, all of them had some
like
weird
a funny comic.
They were all
form.
Written
right.
from the same writer, same humor.
Exactly.
Like
there were
yeah.
no.
Yeah, it was sitcom-y. No. Like everybody yeah. had a quick one.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah, man. I mean, I also, there is something wrong with Zenny, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he was like mangy and like, it was more than just unkempt monkey.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there was like, his eye twitched a little. It just looked a little strange.
That was just the CG. Yeah.
Oh, there was, I don't know. Let's talk about this right now. There were moments in the movie where it like slowed down. There was a lot of slow motion in it.
Oh,
which
yeah.
was like such a weird device
only
to use
like
in this
twice,
movie.
Only like twice though, right? It wasn't enough for it to actually
There's at least three times.
Yeah. The first one was like just a stupid water splash, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
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 It was a weird device. Almost as if they needed to do a transition, but they didn't have enough material, so they slowed it down to smooth the transition.
The frames, mm-hmm. they slowed down the frames. Yeah. It's just like weird buffering yeah. or something.
Yeah. It's weird.
So weird.
And then
meteors fall.
Yeah. Yes.
Can we talk
yes.
about this for a second? Okay. Yeah. I'm not a scientist, but I think I know a little bit of science. Okay. Those are meteors, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
If a meteor hits the ocean, why does it shoot up a mushroom cloud?
I don't
gas
know.
Gas and fire.
Yeah, it looked insane.
It should have just been a big splash of water, yeah. right? And then a tidal wave. Why was there fire everywhere?
I have
Where
no
was
idea.
The fire? Am I wrong?
I don't know.
I'm not a scientist either, but I it was a weird reaction to the meteor landing.
Definitely didn't make any sense.
No, it felt like a nuclear bomb drop.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah.
And maybe there is some sort of like, you know, metaphor or something to that. I don't know. It was weird. But again, I was also like, this mushroom cloud looks pretty, but scientifically, physically, it's incorrect.
It doesn't seem right at all.
Just like this baby would have died.
Wouldn't
the
they
egg
all
was
have died?
Broken. Oh,
during that meteor part, or was it too far away?
I think.
Well, it depends on what that gas was or that fire was
yeah.
supposedly.
No, that's true.
Because I don't know how it could hit water and just become a huge fireball. That makes zero sense to me.
Unless it wasn't a meteor and it was like a Kamehameha, like Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. I have a fun meteor fact. So the original planned an opening shot showing the meteor moving through space, but that was cut when there was an identical opening shot in Armageddon.
Oh.
So there were a lot of movies with dinosaurs around this time, a lot of
Armageddon.
Explosions, a lot of all these things. So.
Oh my God, Armageddon.
Yeah, but then Deep Impact happened. Deep Impact was like, yeah. Oh, sort of like Armageddon, but...
But without Frank. Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
The, like twin movie phenomenon yeah. thing that happens. Yeah. So, I mean, anyway, they were trying to differentiate, but in doing so, they kind of just made like a... Bleh.
They needed to get them off the island.
Right,
Do
I get that.
Do you mean the
like,
style of it?
I mean, yeah, the style. Like why wow. like just this huge explosion happening.
I mean, okay, so I guess it came from the sky, it hit the water, and then it took a minute because they were all like, oh, wow. And then it pushed up all of the force pushed back up and created a mushroom cloud, and then the water rushed up on the beach.
But fire rushed, too. They were running from, if it was just water,
yeah,
I would have got
it. Flames,
it was like flames.
Maybe there was were volcanoes attached underneath.
I was wondering that at a certain point, too, because when they finished that scene, they panned out, and it did look like there was a volcano that was in the background.
Maybe a volcano erupted at the same time the meteor hit. Earth just had a really bad day that day.
Yeah. I don't know.
Just had Murphy's
Law.
Guys, I think the animators were just like, this looks cool.
Yeah.
I don't think they put too much of that into it.
There, yep.
Well, anyway.
They weren't going to be like, you know, in a few years, people are going to make a podcast where they're going to talk about this.
Yeah, like, just make it look cool. I like explosion. I like fire. So the dinosaur's like, we got to get out of here. But Suri's in a tree, but they get her, and they're all like, okay, we're going.
More death.
More death, more explosions. Death. At this point in the room as we were watching it, it was so funny because all you guys and like all of us were just like, oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. Oh, geez. Oh,
just
God.
Too much.
It was just like stress galore.
Yeah,
so
too
much.
Yeah.
Everything's burning. They're all burned. And... as they set
everything's
out,
burning. They're all burned. That's the title of this episode.
As they set out, okay. Then, as that's happening, velociraptors come and attack them.
Oh.
Yeah, well, it's like, seriously? They're like itty bitty little babies. Actually, that is the right appropriate size for a velociraptor. In Jurassic Park, they made them bigger to make them scarier.
Oh, really?
Velociraptors are actually very small.
How big? How big were velociraptors? Like tall? What? How
like,
tall?
This like maybe the
chicken,
just like knee size, maybe
that small.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Jurassic Park really played me for a fool.
Irresponsible.
Very irresponsible. But I guess proportionally, we don't even know
that's
how
true.
Big these were because I don't know how big the iguanodons are.
I don't know how big anything in this movie was.
It's true.
The scales felt like they were changing.
Because it was just against rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And water sources sometimes.
But the brontosaurus?
Brachiosaurus.
Brachiosaurus was very tall.
Yeah, yeah, the brachiosaurus was
the
old woman.
Short, it like it fit in the cave.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Like, oh, weird. That's true.
The scales were all off, it felt like.
I mean, truly, though, not... this is not unusual for Disney.
Yeah. I mean,
Pinocchio, the scale was off.
Yeah.
Dumbo, well, the scale was off.
Later, like, Tangled, her hair keeps changing size. like, one time it's like filling a whole room, then she's able to just walk around with it.
Man,
you then guys, it's a bob. Yeah. And
it's
then,
like, you guys, we're making a movie about hair. We got to at least make sure the hair is the same size.
Yeah. Even when the dinosaur came out of the egg, the dinosaur looked way too big to fit in the egg that was just
tossed
around.
True. Yeah. And they were able to hold,
there's a lot of scale issues.
Anyway.
Oh, my God.
But when they go in the desert, I get confused as to where they are now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So are they left did the ocean just dry up completely and now they're walking through the ocean? Mm-hmm.
They got washed ashore, right? And then they were like, we got to leave because the flames were coming.
Yeah.
Right? And the smoke was coming. And then they walked away from the flames to go to the desert.
All the water evaporated because of the fires.
Okay, I could buy that.
So no. There's no more water.
I can buy that.
No
Don't
more
defend
water.
This movie, Claire.
No, I can buy that if that's the realm we're in. But then, so they go to where all the dinosaurs are. Because remember, they were where there weren't any other dinosaurs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's where I got, like, the map of it.
I just got confused.
I think they were on an island. Then they swam from the island to the nearest land.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's where they start marching.
Okay. So, for example, if the island is Hawaii.
Yeah.
They got washed ashore.
To California. And now they're walking.
To New York.
And that's where all the other dinosaurs are.
And that's a free vacation. Okay.
But also remember at this time, all of the continents are together, right?
Yeah, Pangaea.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. Okay. So that just complicates the whole theory.
But at least we know the migration.
Yeah, they're
direction.
Going to New York.
So they're going to New
York. Back. A dinosaur story.
Yeah, that's true.
Not Disney. But
so we're going to New York, and they run into a herd of dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Led by this one called Kron.
Kron.
And the other one's name is, what is it?
Bruton?
Bobo? Bruton. But this guy, he's like he's so mean and like such a like a fascist almost, but he's trying to save everybody, right?
Yeah.
So like, how can you be so cruel? And he like won't wait for the people who are lagging behind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's like the survival. He's a Darwinist here. Of the
I
group,
was thinking that too.
You know.
Yeah. So he's like, he wants to survive and he wants everybody to survive, but only
no,
if
he doesn't want.
Well, no,
to survive.
I mean like, well, he only wants the people who are like fit to survive.
Yeah.
To make it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, if you want to live, you gotta fight. If you don't, bye.
So that's when we meet the old ladies. So the poor old ladies at the back of
the
pack.
Old ladies and a. Dog?
Yeah.
Dog dinosaur?
Dog dinosaur.
That ankylosaurus dinosaur dog?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Goodness. Remind me of the footstool from Beauty and the Beast.
Yes. Totally.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Same shape.
Yeah.
The dog never talked, right?
No. That's
so
the thing.
So the meat eaters and the dogs don't get to talk.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to know what the meat eater would say.
I know.
Like.
He's probably like, guys, I just want to hang out.
Yeah. I'm not a bad guy here.
You're making me into a bad guy.
I'm also thirsty.
Yeah. He's like, what are you guys eating? So Baleen is the Brachiosaurus, and Ema is, is she a Triceratops? No, she's like got that flat head.
Yeah.
Her horn was missing too.
Yeah.
She's seen some shit, I guess.
Yeah.
She's
older.
Yeah, she's older. But they're nice and they form a little family at the back of the pack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they're like slow.
Yeah.
So everyone thinks they're going to die soon.
Yeah.
But like, what's his name?
Aladar.
What a weird name.
Yeah, that's
everyone had a weird name.
They're all authentic dinosaur names, Oscar.
You know, you're right. Yes. Aladar.
Sounds like a guanodon.
Exactly.
When?
Aladar. Same.
See, that's another reason I think these characters were hard to distinguish because of the names.
Yeah.
Because the names, they all didn't have distinct personalities and they all had the same colors.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're just a bit weird.
Copy pasted.
The female who we find out is the sister of the pack leader,
Neera,
she had
Juliana Margulies.
Juliana, had different coloration than.
Yeah,
she's
more
pink. She's slightly pink.
She's more girly looking.
Which is
like naturally, as we all know, girls are a little bit pink.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
It's Sedona yeah. time. Girls are so, pinker.
You go. I mean, you saw it here. Yeah. Since the dinosaurs.
Wait, she says he's charming, right?
Right away. Yeah. Yeah, right off the bat. And you can tell it's a very forced thing. And like the family wants that to happen because yeah. they're like, I just wish they're there was like, someone for
even
you.
Even though we're on the verge of extinction, I really wish you could find a girl.
Yeah. yeah.
Like, I mean, parents will really be parents, I guess.
Yeah. But it wasn't parents. Because what's his face with grandfather?
Oh, it was like right. his yeah. adopted family.
Right. Yeah. So, right. The fam.
Yeah. Yaz and Pleo.
Yeah.
The love monkey. Oh.
Oh, he says that line.
Yeah.
About the yeah. love monkey.
Then he gets real inappropriate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because then he starts like, who? He like makes.
Catcalling her.
Yeah. But hiding.
Yeah.
And then, oh. yeah.
And then she calls him a jerkosaurus.
Jerkosaurus.
Which for dinosaurs is it's legitimately a hate crime.
Oh my
so,
gosh! You know. Oh my gosh!
Wow, yeah. Which is like, where do you even go when that happens to you? But you're stuck in this herd of dinos, yeah. and they're your only resort. Yeah.
So then they have to walk across the desert with no water for like a few days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To go to the nesting grounds. That's the goal.
Well, they're getting to where the water is. Mm-hmm. And then where some water is before they keep mm-hmm. going.
Okay, the idea of the nesting grounds is where they supposedly reproduce. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. That's how
so
I
in the
assumed.
First scene, why were they not?
This is a plot hole that I read about.
They weren't at the nesting ground of the
yeah,
first
scene. Okay, so right? I guess it's like the argument is that the weather changes, I guess, throughout the year. So maybe they relocate.
It's like migrating?
I think it is. Yeah. Like they migrate. But I think that it. Possibly is just like a mistake.
Because it seemed like they were doing fine in the very first scene.
But I mean, yeah, they're like, oh, that's okay. We have a second house, basically.
Oh,
they're like,
house.
We'll go to the summer home. Yeah, because yeah, obviously you can stay in the first
in
one.
New York, yeah, on the East Coast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So they're going to their, Martha's Vineyard home. And yeah, but I guess there's no good reason for it. But that's a good observation.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then
that's what I do down here in the vault.
just observe.
Yeah, a lot of time.
So then they're struggling to get across, but then they think they're there, but then there's no water, mm-hmm. and they're like, "Dang it!" Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like,
it's
"Dang
like
it!"
Absolutely barren.
But then the old lady strikes water.
Yeah.
Yeah, Baleen.
Yeah. Baleen.
Accidentally.
Yeah. Because Crump's so like.
That was supposedly a watering hole that they knew was
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I guess.
Why would there be a random water hole in the middle
it's
of the desert?
Great. Another great
like
question.
Like an oasis.
Yeah.
You know? Is that real?
Oasis is real? Yes, mirages are fake. Oasis are real.
I feel like I've never seen one of those.
There's got to be an oasis somewhere. That's how, like, you know.
I guess.
They exist.
The fire absorbed the water, but then replenished it under the earth.
Yeah, I'm trying to wrap my brain around
it. It sounded like when you're standing on Frozen, and then it cracks.
Yes,
that's what it sounded like.
Oh yeah, like a frozen
was
lake.
Ice
yeah,
or something.
Like
yeah.
the explosion must have sent silt or something to cover up the water or something.
Yeah,
that it did seem thinking. Too easy. Too. He's like, oh, just press down, and
you
the water
dig and then
comes
press.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I don't know what that's like.
I wonder if that is true in
well,
deserts.
If you've ever been
you
to the beach.
That? You know the oasis, but you don't know.
Have you ever been to the beach and like you're like on the part of the sand that's like kind of close to the water, but isn't at the water and isn't dry? And you like push
that's
a little
true,
and then
yeah.
water kind of
Or
comes
you
up.
Dig and then you find water in
man.
There. That's true. So it is scientifically
I was
going to
say, this episode's very science heavy.
Yeah.
We need to consult
we need to get
an expert.
Bill Nye. Yeah. In here. Which he was in another Disney ride, Bill Nye.
Oh yeah,
with dinosaurs.
That's right.
Yeah, Ellen's Energy Universe ride or Ellen's. I can't remember the name of it. It closed.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, it
Ellen,
closed last
the Ellen
year.
Ride.
Yeah, the story of the ride is insane. She like goes on Jeopardy with Jamie Lee Curtis and then like there's Bill Nye comes and like teaches her about oil or something like that, and they have to go back in time to the dinosaurs. So then you ride through dinosaurs, and then at the end there's like she wins Jeopardy, so there's like Alex Trebek, Ellen DeGeneres, Jamie Lee Curtis.
So someone pitched this ride.
This was at Epcot in the like land pavilion over there somewhere. Yeah. Ellen's energy something. Yeah. Universe something.
Well, that's the name. That's the official name of it.
Yeah.
Ellen's something.
Yeah.
Well, way to go, Ellen.
Yeah.
So this is where the bad guy becomes really bad. I mean, we talk about the save the cat moment. This is where he like just doesn't save the cat.
Yeah. Because
you find the water and then Aladar is like, hey, look, we found water. And he's like, get out of my way, and starts like chugging the water for himself.
So this creates sort of like a stampede and they all go to the water.
Are dinosaurs like camels? Can they last a while without water? I was wondering that.
I guess so.
We need a scientist.
We need Naira.
Because I feel like if...
Neera?
Neera, thank you. These names are so hard to remember.
Yeah.
Neera was like, this is the longest we've ever had without water. Right. So I assume that they can usually survive without drinking water for a couple of days.
Then again, we don't know how long it actually has been, right?
That's true. It could have been 20 minutes.
This whole movie took place in 20 minutes. I mean,
they're just really slow.
Toward the end, when he's like, hey guys, I found a shortcut. Like, it was like a really quick shortcut.
Yeah.
So it could have been 20 minutes. So while we're watching this, I was like, where's the joy in this movie? Like, I feel like there wasn't fun, right?
I think at the time it was fun to see these realistic looking dinosaurs. I think it was more about the technology.
Yeah,
the
I think you're right. I think you're right.
Story.
Yeah.
I think it was quite an undertaking, and it was a spectacle, and it was like, come see this movie that we created using only computers.
I mean, it did well, right?
Yeah.
So people seemed to be into it.
Didn't Toy Story come out in like 95?
95. Yes. Yeah.
And Disney had acquired Pixar at this point or no?
No.
Okay. No.
Yeah.
So they were,
their first one.
Yeah, because it didn't look as good as Toy Story to me.
Toy Story is toys. They're plastic.
Right. No, yeah, yeah.
Also, if you look back at Toy Story.
Yeah, it looks bad.
Our memory portrays them in a better light.
It's crazy.
Watch a clip from Toy Story compared to
Toy Story 3. It's so different.
Yeah.
Just like the textures. But it's funny to think how this was released. It was, I don't know what time of year it was, but I assume it was like a big Thanksgiving movie or summer movie. Like this
came out in May, right?
So I guess it was a big summer movie, but like this compared to like The Lion King.
Yeah.
It's like, what a ripoff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
they spent more time on the production of it than the story.
It was all, you know, there was no heart, it felt like.
Yeah.
It was all show.
Yeah, I could have sworn that there was a fart sound in the roaring every time. Did you guys hear that, or is that just me?
That was just you.
Okay. No, I mean, I always hear farts, roaring. But...
do dinosaurs roar? Is that what it is?
They go...
I guess. Sorry, what's the noise?
I Rachel?
I think it's a roar.
A bark? I don't know. What is it?
Well, it is. It's. I was thinking about this in the movie. It's just like,
right?
Oh, yeah. They can speak, but then they also can. So, like, what is that an equivalent to us?
Laughing.
Laughing. Screaming, but they laugh too.
Screaming. Maybe?
Screaming. Ah.
Yeah.
Or just like, hi, is that what they're saying?
They're like, woohoo.
Yeah. I mean, that's a question for a lot of these movies, though, because I think The Lion King was the same way. Like, they could roar, but they also spoke to each other.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question, though. I guess because a lot of communication among animals happens, like,
she pointed at her head.
I was
telepathically.
Yeah,
all animals are psychic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, cats communicate like that.
Cats can see ghosts
psychically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then, when they're meowing, it's just for people.
Huh. Oh, that's true.
I think that's true, right?
Cats in the wild don't meow. It's
I said
true.
It, and then I lost my conviction.
Yeah. No, you're totally right. Cats in the wild don't meow.
How do I tell my cat to stop meowing?
Maybe well, that's funny too, because then why did the dinosaurs speak the same language as the lemurs?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
At first, bugs me. Here's the thing. Yeah, at first I was like, oh, this dinosaur can speak lemur, so he's going to have a hard time. But then I guess not.
Because it's very similar to Tarzan, and that Tarzan was taken in by a family of a different species, and then he learns to speak their language, but then has a hard time speaking English.
But he's fine speaking to dinosaurs.
Exactly. Yeah. So, More questions than answers is really what's happening.
Or is it like Pocahontas where it's like the spirits guide us and they all speak the same language?
This dinosaur spirit language.
Honestly, yeah. I think they just didn't think about it.
They didn't think, hey, like, hey, these podcast people are going to talk
about this. Yeah, this episode is like 75% questions, but for good reason. For good reason. What happens? Then we get a death threat from Kron, classic.
Yeah. Oh, and then Bruton? Yeah. The same? He comes back and he's like, there's, what are they?
Carnitas
are coming. He's like, you let them straight for us. And then they leave.
And he's like injured.
Yeah. So like the two packs separate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or like the strong ones and then the weak ones.
They're like, we leave me now. And it's like, we can't catch up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so then the slow pack, we follow them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they find a little cave and it starts to rain.
Yeah.
And the carnitas find them. Oh, no. First we find Bruton outside the cave and he's injured.
And they're like, come on in the cave. And he's like, no, I'm stubborn.
Yeah, he's really like, no, don't take pity on me. But really he's like, take
help
pity
me,
on
please,
me.
Yeah, help me, please.
Please help me. And so Aldar's like, come on, get in the cave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of hubris in this movie.
Mm. Yes, lots of hubris in this movie. Oh, this is stubborn. This brings me to another point. What's the deal with the accents? Why do some people have weird, different, like, why do they speak differently?
I think they just let the actors use their natural voices.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Why? Like, well, because obviously Baleen has an accent.
Yeah, like a British.
Mm-hmm. Which was very weird because it's like a very proper British woman
like
who's like,
very
like woo, but it's like a sort of like a woo, like a silly sort of ooh, I so want to say Mary Poppins, but that's not how she sounds.
But if that's the case, then why don't the dinosaurs wear fun clothes? We're going to add personality to their voice. Add personality to their freaking clothes. What
I think
the heck?
They were really just trying to make them look realistic.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, it's a great question. I would have loved to see dinosaurs in clothes. What would you have dressed them in?
Well, actually, I want to take a little time here. This has never happened before, but I want to talk a little bit about my tattoo time. Tattoo time. And I couldn't find anything that was originally in this movie that I was like, oh, this is a cool new thing.
Mm-hmm. And because you do have dinosaur tattoos.
Yes. Because I have already a lot of dinosaur tattoos. I will say, though, that the latest one that I got is a Brachiosaurus dinosaur. I have two of them on my thighs. And one of them is sort of a baleen looking. It looks like baleen. It's a female Brachiosaurus. But she has a bow on her head,
oh,
and she's
uh-huh.
so. In a way, my tattoo time is a baleen.
It's reversed,
but it's like how I would picture her, how I would pitch her.
And you already
if I were
have
making
her.
This movie, and you I already have her.
Materialized it.
Wow. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Love she's it. Like, she's like a purplish brachiosaur.
So you would give the old woman a little bow.
I would give her a little bow. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
What if your tattoo is her wedding photos from when she was young? Because she's old and alone.
Oh my god!
And your other tattoo is her husband,
the guy that she married.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
And he's wearing a Song of the South collar, right?
That's right. He's wearing the lace collar from Song of the South. Wow. That's it. We cracked the code.
Yeah.
This whole movie's of
your
my tattoo.
Wow. That's like. I'm trying to wrap my brain around the fact that your tattoos already exist before you saw this movie.
Yeah,
from this
know.
Movie.
You're like the little girl from Waterworld.
I'm sorry, what? Mike, you know that Waterworld isn't a Disney movie, right?
Yeah, I do know that.
Okay, good.
But remember they were trying to find the girl with the tattoos that led to the land on the back?
Oh.
On her back?
I don't think
I've
saw
never
that.
Seen Waterworld.
They were trying to find the map for land, and it was on her body the whole time.
Oh. Yeah.
Or you're like the guy from Memento. Is that a better reference? Never mind.
Yes, he's saying, Oscar, your body is conveying messages to us
you're
about
like,
the future of the movies we're going to watch.
Thing. You're like Maui from Moana.
Oh, yeah, there we go. That's it. Yes, I understand you, Rachel.
Uh-huh. Thank you for speaking my language in a language Oscar understood.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I understand. Yeah.
You are the Rock.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay.
Is that a Disney movie? No, Pixar.
Moana?
Yeah.
It's Disney. Pixar. No, Disney it's not Pixar.
Whoa. It's Disney.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah.
Mike, you are learning a lot today.
So much.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're in the cave.
And then a carnita comes
in the cave. And once again, I'm like, this guy's just trying to live, okay?
Yeah.
He's doing his best. He's actually trying to eat something.
There's two of them.
The other guys are not. Yeah, there's two of them. And then, of course, an avalanche.
Yeah.
Oh, that part was so exhausting, right?
Yeah.
As soon as the two carnitas show up, I'm like, oh, man, I'm tapping out. Yeah. Like, this is... It's too much.
Yeah. See, the thing is, like, there's no real pure, true villain in this. It's just like
survival.
It's like survival. They're just like on a journey, and they have obstacles that one would run into on a journey, but it's not really shaped like a real story. You know, there's no real like beginning, middle, or end. It's just kind of like bits that keep happening and are strung together.
Yeah, it really does feel like a nature movie you would watch.
Yeah.
Where it's like, and now we see the herd is hiding in a cave.
Yeah, it's like a documentary.
I mean, I will say that like the carnitas were designed very cool. Like they were scary. Rachel, you were scared of the carnitas.
Yeah, they were scary.
You know, and they had like little devil horns.
But also, I was having flashbacks to the ride when they like pop out at you. Oh. And then it's like, oh.
So there's a history there.
Yeah. They've harassed me.
My mom loves the story of when I first went on that ride.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know, second grade probably.
Yeah.
I was down hidden at the very bottom.
Oh. It's scary. He comes at you.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you fall. There's a drop.
Yeah.
Yeah, but before then I was like,
how do you hide in the ride? Like while you're strapped in?
Yeah. I was looking, I was down.
Oh, it sounds so scary.
Super scary.
Yeah, oh my God.
Super scary.
So they get buried, or the avalanche like gets
Didn't
rid of them.
They used to have way scarier rides before they got so family friendly.
Yes, agreed.
Have you talked about that on here?
No.
The dark rides?
Ooh, let's talk about them.
Remember like before the Lilo and Stitch ride? It was like that scary
ET. Oh, yeah. Extraterrestrial. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Oh, it was my favorite. There was like a ride. Oh, you got to... We'll talk about it. But there is a ride where like an alien comes into the room that you're in and it's like dark and you're like strapped in, and then it's like you hear an alien walking around.
What?
Like 4D before.
Yeah.
Like you're in a chair and it like breathes on your neck.
Ew.
And
breathes on you. Yeah.
Touches your legs.
Yeah.
Ew.
And it's supposed to look like the alien from Alien. I think that's where they got the idea.
Oh, like a xenomorph?
Yeah.
Cool. And now it's a Lilo and Stitch ride.
Yeah. Now they took it out and they made it. Now Stitch comes in.
The alien.
And he comes in instead of breathing on you, he like farts in your face or something like that. It's really so stupid. Dumb. Yeah.
Downgrade.
People are really. Pissed about it, like
what was the name of that ride?
It was extraterrestrial. Yeah. It also had like I think they also took it out because the guy that played like the main guy or whatever was the guy from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
He had
some child pornography things that happened.
Mr. Rooney.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they took that out. They were getting complaints that it was scary. And then also that
for many reasons. Yeah,
he was scary.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Rooney.
But it's a good one. You should go travel back in time.
I'm like, what?
All of your tattoos.
Honestly, I think there is probably YouTube videos.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think there are YouTube videos.
There was, I think they also like tried to make it less scary, and I think they added in like audience reactions, and there was one point where an audience would be like, it looks like my mother-in-law, and baby Rachel is like, it looks like my grandmother-in-law.
What?
It's like, I'm funny too, right? Oh, it's stupid.
So these guys all get trapped in the cave, and then Baleen's like, oh, look. Or one of them.
Yeah.
Was it the Yenny?
See, like, these names. See?
One of them.
There's a wall of rocks. Yeah.
And it was Yenny, I think. Or Zenny.
Zenny?
Yanni?
It was Yanni. Yanni showed up.
Raffi.
He, oh my God, Yanni and Raffi showed up together and they sang a duet and then they found a hole in the rubble.
Yeah. And they decide to push on. They like, yeah. At first he gives, Aladar gives up and then they're like, no, I didn't come all the way out here.
Well, Aladar's like, I can get it. And so he goes to the bottom of it and tries to release the whole thing, but instead just makes it worse. And then Baleen's like, I'm not giving up. Sorry, what?
He's a bad Jenga player.
Yes, exactly. Yes. For the base. Like, yeah. Dude, just go to the top and like pull. Like, yeah. You've got a hole already.
Right.
Yeah. And so she's like, I'm old and I'm not giving up.
Zini? Z-I-N-I?
Zenny.
Zenny?
Zenny.
Oh, I love baked ziti.
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 Ziti. Ziti. We got carnitas. Zenny. We got ziti. We got parmesan.
No one's going to know what we're talking about. So they get out and they're like, oh, we found it. It's
turns out
beautiful.
It's a super shortcut.
So short. Oh,
such
my God.
Such a shortcut.
Like insanely short.
Like so short in that Aladar's like, oh, I'll go find the rest of the herd and let them know because we find out that the other way that they're going is fully blocked. However, that way didn't look like that big of an obstacle.
Yeah. But then there's a... carnita. Sheer drop at the other
drop.
Side.
Yeah. And a carnita is after them.
Yeah.
So they're like, we don't have time.
Yeah.
So he literally runs up to them in like, it takes him 3 minutes to get there. And he's like, hey guys, I got away.
Mm-hmm.
But Oscar astutely pointed out, and I thought it too, when they got to the nesting round, nobody ate food. They've been marching for days.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get to the lush grassy
not
field.
Not a single monkey eats.
They
not,
go
or a
swimming
or whatever.
First.
They go swimming first.
Yeah.
Like, which goes to show that, like, hey, hygiene is everything. It's always been everything, you know?
It's always been.
You got to look good, smell good before you eat, all right?
That is a hot tip right there. Yeah.
It's
a
hot tip,
fashion
according to
tip
Dinosaur.
To, yeah, according to Dinosaur, according to Oscar.
Yeah, he was like, I got to go. And I was like, eat something, dude.
If you watch Planet Earth, half of what animals do is eat, and there's zero eating in this film.
So then what's the other half that they're doing?
Fucking.
Yeah, maybe.
That's what it is.
Dinosaur.
Brad Pitt eats more in the Oceans movies than these guys do in this movie. You know what I mean? There's no eating. It was so weird.
Yeah. I picture Mike just watching this movie and being like, how does this compare to the Ocean's franchise?
It's true. God, if like one of them would have just had a shrimp cocktail or something at one point, it would have been so much more believable.
Well, the nesting ground is a lot like those fountains that they stay at the end of the movie.
Wait, what?
At the end of the Ocean's Chocolate movie, they're all looking at the water shooting out at the casino.
Are you Mike, saying that this is a direct correlation to Ocean's movies?
Ocean stole this movie.
When you guys were talking about Ocean's movie, I was like, there is like, I think an Ocean's Disney nature movie. Oh. And I was like, what are they talking about? Now I get Ocean's
11 or 12 or 13 or also 8.
So he goes back. He sees a carnita eat a carcass of a dinosaur. He's like, I gotta chill.
So many carcasses in this movie,
so many dead dinosaur bodies.
It just looks like burn. Sure.
And then he reaches to the herd, and then... then the bad guy, the Brutoid, what's his name?
No.
Brutus?
Crone. Crone is like pushing the little children dinosaur, which we all love.
Right? Yeah,
all the
they're cute.
And he's like, you guys can do it. If these babies can do it, anyone can do it. Look, get in there. And the kids are like, we don't feel comfortable with it.
Yeah.
And then Aladar, goes in there and he's like, there's another way. And then we have the fight. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I was like, I thought that we were done.
Nope.
No.
We weren't done yet.
Well, they get away from the carnita because they're like, it's all of us against him. He'll back off. And he does. But then Crone starts climbing. And then the carnita is like, one's alone. I'll go eat that one.
Stubborn masculinity right there.
Yeah.
They backed that motherfucker down. And he's like, no, I'm going to do my own thing.
He deserves to die. No.
Safety in numbers.
But then his sister.
I'm sort of surprised that worked. That was the logic work. Like,
crazy.
If we all yell at
it
him.
It was so silly. They looked silly.
Honestly, if he is a good guy, he's just like, okay, fine. Yeah. All right, fine. Yeah. If he could talk.
He's like, maybe I'll go eat the grass in the lush field.
Fine. He's like, stop yelling at me.
You guys don't get it. I want to join you. Wait, you guys want me to eat this guy? Fine, I'll do it. I'll eat this guy for you. Yeesh.
Can we all just talk to each other? Yeah. I speak English. Yeah. I can. Yeah. You've never tried to talk to me.
So then his sister Juliana Margulies goes after, and then Aladar, she's such a
good
wife. Yeah,
good sister.
She's not his wife.
Good sister.
But then Aladar goes after her, and then the Carnita is fighting. He bites what's his face?
Aladar.
Crone. And then he basically hits everyone, but then Aladar basically still like gets it, pushes him, and then he falls.
Yeah.
The cliff crumbles beneath him.
Yeah. Another villain falling to his death.
Oh man, what is that? Like 700 now? There's so many.
Wait, yep. slow motion.
Yeah, this was the slow motion that made me laugh.
Is that how he's go to have him fall?
Yeah.
The Gaston, climactic scene. Yeah.
Is it because it's not
the
violent?
Evil witch.
Radigan. Oh.
Huh? Is it because it's not violent?
Probably.
Well, because you don't see the dead body.
Interesting.
The only one that we got to really see was Clayton.
Yeah.
In Tarzan.
You see his shadow.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see his shadow. Pretty bad. Hung.
But again, they always fight in a huge cliff or like up high, and
that's
then the bad guy
that's
always
really
falls down to the death, which is something I never thought about until doing this podcast.
Oh.
About.
They all die.
They all die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Carnitas is dead. They go to the promised land.
Although
line.
We don't see it, so he could come back. And
that's true. In Dinosaurs,
he's just
too.
Like, ow, ow, ow. That's how he like, wakes up.
The villain everyone wants back.
Yeah,
in the sequel.
We're
Dinosaurs.
Back.
So then
we cut to eggs.
Smash cut, yeah. Yeah. Another time jump.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Cut to eggs. Yeah.
Frying in a pan.
Yeah. So then it's Aladar and the good sister have babies.
Yeah.
Their babies are about to hatch. They do hatch.
It's a real circle of life.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, baby.
There's more mating in here than there is eating.
Yeah.
Do you realize that?
You're right.
They like avoided the eating in this movie.
I mean, truly and honestly, most of what drives this movie is mating part. Yeah. I mean, like, Aladar's whole, I mean, like, it's not his want, but it's his family's want is for him to find a mate.
They're going to the breeding grounds.
Yeah. Nesting grounds. Yeah.
Nesting
you're right.
Grounds.
The whole thing. Like, you're right. Oh my gosh, Mike. Their whole MO is to
try to get it in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sounded just like Zenny right there, Mike.
Yeah.
And then it ends.
It ends.
The end.
And then it ends.
So what was the theme? Did we come up with a theme?
More
fight for your life even though you're going to go extinct.
Yeah.
And live with ignorant bliss.
Yeah. Don't be an angry man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, give everyone a chance.
Yeah, everyone.
Everyone deserves.
Slow down the pack the ladies in the back.
Yeah. Slow down the pack.
Slow down for
the
ladies
in
the
back.
See, that was a song opportunity. Did see it wasn't. They framed it with narration, or at least there was narration at the end, and it was like
at the beginning and end.
Yeah, it was like we don't know what the future's gonna hold, but it's like
you're all gonna die.
Yeah, everybody knows. So like in a way, it was like really bleak that they did that.
That's why
this whole movie's bleak.
That's why I said hopelessness at the very beginning of this.
Yeah,
that's the theme is hopeless. I mean, kinda, because this whole journey is for nothing.
But who's narrating, and why did they throw that in there?
It's just one of the
like she didn't say anything exciting.
Yeah.
No.
At the beginning, it was
it wasn't
big
good.
Things come in small packages.
That's right.
Okay, things grow up.
Wait, wasn't it like big things come in small packages, but sometimes small things come in big packages, and small things can be big but small. It was like
it
a
was
weird
really
twisted good. Version.
It was a riddle.
That's really funny because I don't remember that moment at all.
I remember because it was just like what, and then it was over, and I was like, oh okay,
Yeah, and then it ends with another thing. They're all happy. Everyone's happy, I guess.
Yeah.
The theme is like, hey, we're animals. We have sex a lot.
Yeah.
Bye. That was it.
Yeah.
That was my takeaway from this movie.
Wow. Wait, should we cast?
Okay. Let's cast this movie. Who would
you cast
in this film?
And like a live
we action? Cast each other in the movie.
We
were
casting
each
other as characters from the movie.
Geez. Let's see. Is it Yenny?
Zenny?
Big Zeddy.
Big Z.
Baked ziti.
I feel like Oscar could be baked ziti. No, you think that?
I mean,
got
if that's what you, if that's what you want to give me, I'll take it.
I mean, what do you want to be? Crone?
I want to be a carnitas.
Okay, I mean, you could do that. You could do some Moomin Shans with your carnitas and your carnitas. Silent acting.
You're just hungry.
Yeah, I'm just hungry. Yeah. That which is true. I'm always hungry. Rachel, you are the little monkey.
Surrey.
Yeah,
she really disappeared toward the end.
She didn't say much.
Oh, yeah. Not at all. She had a moment with the two little iguanodons, and that was it.
She was with, the best part of the movie, I think.
Did they spell it like Apple Siri, or no? I was thinking that
it's
the whole time.
It's S-U.
It's like Siri Cruise.
Siri.
Named after, Siri's named after the character in Dinosaur. Claire, you would be the mom Mala. Monkey.
Oh, Pleo.
Pleo.
Okay.
Pleo. And Mike, you would be.
He's crossing his fingers. He's praying. He's hoping. He really, really wants to be.
He would be the Ankylosaurus.
What's what? That?
The dog.
The dog.
I wanted to be the meteor.
Oh!
Blow everything up.
Yeah, you're the meteor.
The meteor. And then just like
the atomic meteor.
Yeah.
Wait, what was the name of the horn triceratops?
Oh yeah, I could be her.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking.
Cleopatra or something.
Ema.
Yeah.
That's me, Sassy. That's me.
Sassy and slow.
Sassy and slow. How'd
Come
you know?
Come on, Oscar, catch up. Mm-hmm.
Too busy being sassy.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good one.
Cool. Let's rate this thing.
Yeah. Out of 5
rocks. 5 rocks. How many rocks do you rate Dinosaur?
I give it 1.5 rocks.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Explain that.
I don't even know why I'm giving it that many. I did not enjoy it. I feel like there was no story. There was no color. The characters' lines were really forced. It just didn't feel like it had the same attention given to it. And it didn't feel like a team of people were working and like building to make it the best it could be. It just felt like something they just kind of did as an experiment for the visual sake. And also, like, it's sad to me that we're outside of the realm of the musical age of Disney. And I think that kind of makes it lack a lot. Because, like, imagine if there were songs in this. The story would be fun. And at least we would have variety numbers. And you know me, I don't like the action sequences that much. And this was like 95% action.
Yeah, when it was happening, I was like, Claire's not going to remember this movie at all.
Thank you. Yeah. Exactly.
Because you forget
Claire's like, what
immediately
movie?
Action scene.
Yeah, I don't remember at all.
Yeah.
So Rachel? That's it.
One.
Oh, see?
I didn't really enjoy it. Also, I'm still bitter about Countdown to Extinction being named just plain Dinosaur. But I do love the ride. So, but the ride existed before the movie, so I don't need this movie. I take it back. One. Yeah.
I'm going to rate this 1.5 rocks.
Wow.
I'm a dinosaur freak. But even a dinosaur freak, like... It's a weird choice for Disney, I feel like. We were going on such a cool path.
Uh-huh.
And even Hunchback, as weird as it was, still felt like...
It was a good movie.
Well done.
Hunchback, to me, which I think out of all the movies that we've watched was, I think we can all agree, is like the most un-Disney-like movie.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Dinosaur is the most un-Disney-like movie we've ever seen.
Yeah.
More than like... Victory Through Air Power.
What?
Like, I think this
more
is like
more than Victory Through Air Power.
Yeah, for sure. Because there is no magic. Again, like there is a magic to every Disney movie we've seen, and this one felt so flat.
It felt like
to
a
me.
Different studio. Like I would believe it if some other studio had made this movie.
And then, as a matter of fact, I feel like I would like it more if another studio made it.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's a Disney, there's an expectation that, especially now, like where we had such a great upswing of like freaking bangers, this is such a low, like a swing and a miss. And
it's
I feel
the opposite
like,
of a banger.
Yeah, a bonger
a
for sure.
A bong.
A mash.
Oh, a mash. Yeah, and mash. Yep.
This is a
for
mash.
Sure. This is a
it's
mash.
It's a bonger
sure.
and a mash.
Yeah. And I think like it's a interesting concept, theoretically speaking, but in practice, it's so flat. It just reads so flat. There's no life there. The technology, unfortunately speaking, is not up to par. Like, and the dinosaurs weren't wearing clothes.
Yeah. Well,
Mike, what am I?
I give it one rock. I didn't like it at all. Mm. I'd give it zero if I could. If I
you can give it zero rocks. Zero's you on do scale. Whatever you want.
Zero rocks.
Zero. Wow. You didn't find anything entertaining about that?
In other words, it didn't rock.
It did not rock. It ruled. I don't know. I honestly don't get how they spent $125 million on this.
Yeah.
It was mostly
computer
desert.
Shit. It was more expensive than.
But it was
probably.
Just desert. It wasn't like there was beautiful like intricacies. It was rocks.
Thank you. They could have done so. Even when they were in their lush field, it was not that pretty.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I don't get where the money went.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt
it's
your
fine.
Review.
Zero rocks. I really didn't
like it. Wow, yeah. You guys.
I will say that like this movie probably did pave the way for more like better CG later on.
Agreed.
So we needed it.
It's a stepping stone.
We needed it.
Yeah.
For
they
something.
Can't all be bangers.
It's just such an interesting, like, why dinosaurs specifically? Like,
I know.
Why mine from that?
I think dinosaurs were, like, super popular at this time.
Jurassic Park.
Oh, I guess so.
Also, there's, like, an entire dino land at Animal Kingdom.
Mm.
So, I don't know. Dinosaurs were big.
You guys keep talking about how it looks good, but... Are you guys going to do the Pixar? Are you going to go into the Pixar world?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would highly recommend you guys read the book from the Pixar guy called Creativity Inc. And it's Ed Catmull, I think is his name. He basically writes a book about he started Pixar. He was there from the beginning and all this. Mm. And what he talks about with Pixar is how story is king. And they do not make a movie unless the story is good.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares about the technology if you don't have a good story?
Yeah.
And that's exactly what the problem with this was.
Yeah.
And who you can't buy into the technology if there's not something behind it. So I would recommend you guys read that book, especially before you get to the Pixar realm. But that's just what I can't.
Wow, Mike.
I think that's Creativity Inc. That is
probably Disney Animation being like, we don't need Pixar. We can make our own thing. So they're like, let's focus on the technology.
And it's so true. Yeah. And I have heard that is how Pixar operates, is that they take everybody's ideas and they mold them and make sure it's like as solid and strong and like good and interesting as possible. And
until
this
they
just
get to Brave.
Exactly. Yeah.
Rachel. Hot take. Hot take. Brave take.
But I mean.
And good dinosaur was not great either.
We'll get to that dinosaur compared to this. Do you think calling that movie the Good Dinosaur was shade being thrown at dinosaurs?
Oh, they really meant the Good Dinosaur movie?
That's
they were like, oh, well, there's dinosaur, then there's the good
when
dinosaur.
When did that come out?
No, like 2015.
2015.
Oh,
2 years
old.
Yeah.
Oh,
3 years.
Yeah. So like they're like, it's been 15 years. It's safe. We can call.
But also
that.
The good dinosaur.
How long it took them to make it? They probably started
exactly. The good dinosaur is not the good dinosaur movie. I mean, I've never seen it, but
compared to dinosaur,
I hated it.
It's worse than One Rock.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
When did the TV show come out?
Dinosaurs?
In the 90s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great. See, that would have been a great movie.
Right, but even the name. There was a TV show named Dinosaurs. Why? I'm stuck on the name thing. Why
That show ended sad, right?
It did. It
they
ended with
died.
The end of the world. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
The smart reboot. Ending.
Keeping it real.
Reboot. Yeah, reboot.
Reboot. Undo. Redo. Because like all of the new shows have to undo their last episode.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Can't rewrite that.
Well, let's shake that off. Wow. I mean, I'm glad I watched it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're making our way through
this
year.
We had to.
Yeah.
So, Mike, where can people find you?
Yeah.
Well, do I get out of the vault now?
Yeah.
If you want to come with us, you can. Sure. Yeah, you can get out of this section for sure.
I host a podcast called the Box Angels Podcast. You should check it out on YouTube. I have video clips from all the episodes, and you should subscribe to my YouTube channel, because I don't know if you creators making all the content have trouble monetizing this stuff, but YouTube took away my monetization because I don't have enough subscribers.
Boo.
So subscribe to my YouTube channel.
Don't
subscribe on iTunes. Subscribe to YouTube. It's great.
Okay.
It's better. Box Angels.
It's a great podcast. You've interviewed like huge names.
Yeah, it's like why people got started and how they got started in show business.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were, I guess, Oscar. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, huge names like Oscar Montoya.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oscar's huge. My biggest guest.
Ooh, wow.
Who is your biggest guest on the podcast?
I don't know. I've had Matt Besser, Matt Walsh, Kumail Nanjiani, Thomas Middleditch, Scott Aukerman.
Drop.
Dang.
A lot of guys. No women. Mary Holland, Lauren Lapkus, Milan Weintraub.
Wow.
Cool. Yeah, wow. A lot of people, a lot of interesting stories, a lot of writers that can write story.
Mm. Yeah. Would have been good on Dinosaur.
Ooh, shady. Yeah.
Mike, thanks so much for being a guest on the podcast.
Thank you for having me, guys. This was great.
Don't look now, but there's a giant meteor.
It's a tornado. God, I'm going to look. Let it take me away.
No.
I don't want to go on the meteor.
And there's 5 carnitas coming this way, too.
Oh.
Bye, guys. I'm going to go get eaten.
All right. Okay. Well, thanks for listening, guys. I've been Oscar.
I've been Rachel.
I've been Claire.
Thanks for listening to Inside the Disney Vault. Bye, Claire.
Bye.
No!
Hi, I'm Muriel.
And I'm Nick.
And we are the co-hosts of the podcast Hella
in Your 30s.
This podcast is all about diets, hobbies.
Never dying.
Never dying. Fitbits.
I'm going to try to moisturize my face more.
Yeah, alcohol. Should we drink more or less? Cheap Chipotle dates for two.
We bring you hot episodes every Monday from Campfire Media. So make sure to subscribe on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts.
Campfire.